Jake, how you doing?
I'm very well, mate.
I'm excited for this episode because the guest, you've gone out sort of personally and sort of scouted and asked them onto the podcast because you were such a big fan.
Scouted does me a lot of credit in that situation in the sense that this is a already very talented established stand-up, but I, for the first time in a while, thought let's not spend an evening sat in my own filth, scratching my own balls, twiddling my own pubic hair, and how about I just go out and see some live comedy and do something with my
life. You're still scratching your balls and twiddling your pubic hair.
Of course,
you have
to.
Just in a lovely theatre.
I can't enjoy any sort of live performance without doing so. And do you find your balls get itchier as the older you get?
No.
Nah, neither.
I wanted to agree with you there, but I would have been being dishonest.
I went to this comedy night put on by Off the Curb. Do you know Off the Curb?
Yeah, yeah.
They're a big comedy agency, and they had some of their favourite new acts that they've got on. And I saw this guy, Lamal Germain, and I thought, wow, this is brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. Smashing it online, smashing it live. I thought we've got to get him on the pod. So that was the good part of this evening. The slightly and frustrating part was, when I arrived, they gave me a gold wristband, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that just means I can go in and out. We did have a few drinks that evening, but I remember towards the end, someone buying me a pint, and they didn't pay for it, and I thought, oh, how have you done that? You forgot to pay. And he said, no, gold wristband. Mm. The gold wristband meant free drinks that whole night. I'd been paying for them all night, buying other people drinks all night. But what I don't understand about that is the person behind the bar has seen the gold wristband and thought, well, he's offering to pay, so I'll just take the money. I don't understand why he's done that. Yeah.
Oh, that would stew on my mind.
No, I bet it would. I bet it would.
Months. I would not be getting past that quick. Yeah. I'd have actually have gone back and said, look, here's my Apple Pay transactions.
Oh, my God.
Can I have them reimbursed? Honestly, I know it would eat me up otherwise.
You know what someone said to me once, which I really, really stand by, is just... realise, at the moment you become an adult, realise that about £2,000 a year is a tax, and it's just being a fucking idiot tax. And that will always be a tax that you'll always have to pay every year, just like your national insurance, just like your student loan if you've got one. You will lose your headphones, you will end up paying for drinks that you weren't supposed to, you will order two pizzas from Domino's except one. You will have an idiot tax that you just have to pay, and once, honestly, it's liberating, it really is.
I mean, call me Jimmy Carr, but I want to dodge it. I want to dodge that idiot tax as much as I can. I want to find loopholes. I want to be going back with my Apple Pay to a bar and going, give me that back because I have a gold wristband.
If I saw you bring that Apple Pay back to the bar, I don't think we could be... I'd have to walk out.
I know, it would be a bit shameless.
You would do it, though, wouldn't you?
It would... I don't know. It would be on my mind. I'd maybe go back and I'd maybe hang around outside until most people had left and then go, oh, I've left my jacket, and run back in and go, right, look at this. Sort that out, please.
God, I don't know how we're going to face our next guest knowing this about you.
I remember about 3 years ago, I went to a comedy night and ordered two pints at the bar, two of the cheapest lager, of course.
Yeah.
And then I tapped the card reader, and the woman was like, oh no, that wasn't for you, that was theirs. And it was just like three guys on the cheapest lager.
Yeah.
And she was like, there's not much I can do about that. And it just... I'm talking about it now, 3 years later. I'm talking about tapping the rock.
That sort of stuff happens all the time.
I don't know. And I probably don't know about it. I'd rather she just didn't tell me, actually.
And stay with you.
Stay with me, yeah.
Do you go through and check
I need to let go.
Do you go through and check your back statement after that?
No, actually, I don't. No, I just look at the... you can see the pending transactions to go out.
Do you go and have a look at that?
Okay. Yeah.
Steal that, do you?
Yeah.
Lamal, I'm very excited for you to meet him. I mean, I say I've met him. I've seen him on stage and DM'd him, so we've not probably met either. It should be a very nice afternoon.
Yeah, let's go meet him.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is a comedian whose agents say he does it with charm, wit, and killer timing. Let's hope it means general knowledge and nothing else. It's Lamal Germain, everybody.
Welcome on to the podcast.
What a coup to get you, mate. I was out of this comedy gig. I saw him do his thing and I was like, basically just started fanboying him immediately. Slid in those DMs straight away.
He's been speaking so highly of you. So highly. Yeah, really.
Did I come on too strong in the DMs?
A little bit, you know. the dick pic was a lot, but it's all right, though. Yeah.
That's the first time my dick has ever been described as a lot. How have you found it then? So I've sort of like been hearing more and more about what you do and how you've been, like how it's been going. You got signed very recently.
Yeah.
But you've been at it a while. Like what's been going on?
So this is my third year doing comedy.
Yeah.
So at the end of November would be 4 years. And yeah, that showcase that you saw me at, I literally got signed the day before.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So yeah. And they were like, cool, like jump on the bill. For me, I don't know. People say I'm very chilled out.
Yeah,
so like
I can tell.
So I was like, it's just a gig, innit?
Do you get nervous? Were you nervous before that? Were you
I feel like you get nervous doing stand-up just anyway.
Yeah.
Like you know, because I feel like it's like, you are, like, you kind of be a bit, like, sick in the head if you weren't nervous about it. But, nah, not, like, I'm pretty tough.
But you'd be mentally, you didn't get nervous, but.
You got to be sick, but I am sick, innit? I was nervous, but I was still pretty chill about the situation. Because, for me, I don't go into things being like, oh, what if this is, just do it.
Yeah.
If it fucks up, like, you've got to deal with that after.
Yeah. And how are you balancing, like, all the busyness with, other work as well? Like, is it a lot doing, sort of, having two lives at the moment?
Yeah, man, because I'm still working. I'm still, like, doing 9 to 5. It's dead.
Wow.
Yeah, don't like it. Yeah, man. I do a lot of, like, content on just, I did a vid that went viral just about annual leave. And people just... Yeah, people went crazy about it. Because it's that kind of thing where, like, you can't really say... A lot of people, like, work dictates what you put online a lot of the time. Like, you can't really say shit. And I'm just like, bro, if it's funny... Like, I reckon if I showed that to my manager, she'd probably laugh about it.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's not that deep, like...
Do you have time or interest in going to pub quizzes or watching quiz shows on TV? Are you a trivia head?
No, not really. I've been... Do you know what? I've been to a few pub quizzes. Quizzes, bro, my geography is shocking.
You said it with the intensity of like it's on
gonna
another
be great.
Level.
Yeah.
No, I don't expect nothing. It's bad, man. I don't even know
UK
how I got here.
Like, is that UK geography or just world geography?
Do you know what? I'm a Londoner, so I'm ignorant to like anywhere that's not London.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And I'm an East Londoner, so I'm even more ignorant.
Yeah.
You get me? So I don't really know, man. Like, that's the part I think I fail on the most. And like, white people culture, I don't really know what you lot are up to, man. Yeah. Like, I'll be honest. You guys.
I mean, we know what we're up to.
You guys got a lot of bands that like, I just, like, Two Door Cinema Club. I don't know what that is.
To be fair, you've named quite a niche one.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
The reason I mentioned that one is because someone said it to me years ago and I was like, what the fuck? Like, because... I thought rappers had dumb names, but that's like, it's weird, isn't it? But yeah.
I think between the three of us though, we've got like British culture. We've got sort of all pockets sort of covered. Yeah. We've got a bit of a Sugar Babes lineup going on.
Yeah.
It's a good racial concoction. This is all, isn't it? Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. We just need a woman.
So I like to ask our guests, what's the most interesting fact that they know or that they've heard? You got anything for us?
Yeah, man, I asked ChatGPT.
Lovely.
Because I'm an anime fan, innit? And I wanted to...
Anime?
Yeah,
really?
Anime.
Wow.
Yeah, big anime fan. Yeah. Black people like anime, I don't know what it is.
Why?
I have no idea, bro. I think it's like, I don't know.
Because the only people, is it original the only people from Japanese I do culture? See talking about anime is black creators.
I feel like there's certain parallels. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a cultural thing. There are a lot of things when you watch anime, it's like, okay, like stricter parents,
sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like certain ways that they're kind of brought up and things like that. And then I think it's just the fantasy of it. I think, you know, like Dragon Ball Z, I mean, it wasn't like a deep thing. I was just watching people fuck themselves up. Like that was for me. I was like, right, this is some crazy shit, you know? But I don't know, man. Do you know, I'll probably ask ChatGPT, like, why black people like anime. Probably tell me something.
Maybe that could be a fact.
Let's do that.
Do that one.
I'll give you the first fact that I got, though.
Okay.
So the first fact is there's an anime that was made just to help people that got that shit.
What?
Yeah.
But what?
You heard him.
I didn't hear him.
No. Anime that was made for help people with through shit.
Through shit?
No, no, like, to shit.
To shit? Oh, sorry.
Like, to go to poop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's an anime.
What, a laxative-based anime?
It's called Unku-san. And, yeah, it's like a magical smiling poop fairy who helps people find happiness.
Even just the thought of it, it's got my bowels moving.
That's a real one. The episode's like 5 minutes, super short, and it was aimed at kids.
Mate, that's a beautiful fact.
Which is crazy, right? Yeah, it's kind of crazy, right? Now, let's see. Why do black people like anime? Let's see what's... Because I don't know, man. Maybe it's genetic. Let's see. Great question. What? I don't like... It's not it. I don't like when ChatGPT does this.
It's
like,
condescending, isn't it?
It is. Like, what do you mean? Yeah. Great question.
What are you clever to think of that question?
Do you know what's mad as well? ChatGPT doesn't know what race I am as well. So, like... Do you know what I mean? Like, great question. I've been wondering that myself. Yeah. You know, like...
Why do they?
Yeah. Like, relatable themes. Yeah, okay. Raw, the first one, overcoming struggle. That's crazy. That's crazy. Outside of rebellion, do you know what? Maybe I want the white version of ChatGPT, man. This is mad.
What's it saying?
It's saying, all right, so the first thing is relatable themes. So saying overcoming struggle, outsider identity, rebellion against oppressive systems. Okay, fair. Lack of representation in Western media, deep characters and storytelling. Start with that one then.
Like, start with that, yeah, surely.
Start with that. And then style and culture, community. Yeah, so I think there's parallels. I think there are parallels.
That's interesting. Yeah, I've learned more about anime.
And I do think it was your fact. It was just supported by ChatGPT.
Do you have off the back of that? Do you have a team name for us?
Mm.
Yeah, what can we be called?
I do, man. What was it again? Oh, yeah, it's Coldplay Made Me Cheat.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I love the topical quiz names.
Yeah.
and the double entendre of cheat and cheating on the quiz. Lovely.
What would be good as well is by the time this episode comes out, it will be about two months
yeah,
old.
Yeah.
Do you remember that thing?
It's still crazy, though.
It's crazy.
Do you see
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Crazy, the dark, man. We were sort of thinking, like, maybe they're just embarrassed to be at a Coldplay gig.
Yeah.
Maybe that was
a
thing.
Bro, there's a video I literally saw it on the train here. It's like someone's done, like, ways to kind of, like, style it out. Yeah. So they've done, like, what they should have done in that situation.
Yeah,
like, the first one is just, like, just act like nothing's going on. Yeah. Like, the other one was like, what was it? Like, the Heimlich maneuver. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, they did, I think that's their first time getting caught.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
You know what? I was thinking that there must have been a period of time where he went home after that, before all the videos had come out all over the internet, it all surfaced, where he's gone home to his wife and she's gone, how was the gig? And he's just been like,
yeah.
How was Linda? Is she there? Fine.
You lie until it comes out. That's crazy, though.
Just knowing that tomorrow morning it's August.
Nah, he fumbled it, though. Yeah, he fumbled it. He could have just,
Stuck
I don't know.
No dignity, is there, and just drop into the floor.
That is crazy.
That's
what I would be vexed at if I was his wife, yeah?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you embarrass me because you're cheating on me, but you didn't even play it well.
Yeah.
Because now it's viral. And people are looking up my name.
If they hadn't done anything, if they just stood there,
it would have gone nowhere. No one would have seen it.
Nobody.
No probably wouldn't have gone anywhere.
He just would have got a tidy divorce and that's it.
Yeah.
It might not have even got out.
People in the comments would have seen it and that's it.
Yeah.
So look, each week we get a genuine pub quiz sent in from a UK quiz master. This week's quite exciting. We've had quizzes sent in from Miami. We've had quizzes sent in from the Cayman Islands.
Yeah.
We'd have quizzes sent in from Newcastle.
Yeah.
Gets quite close quite quick, doesn't it? Yeah. But today's is so close. It's from Quizmaster Harry, who runs quizzes at this very pub that we're in.
No, really?
And I'm gonna name the pub. It's the Victoria in Deptford. The pub that we're really in. Harry, I've met Harry before, actually.
Really?
Lovely guy. You can check out the Victoria's Instagram to see when they're hosting quizzes. But yeah, we're going to do Harry's quiz.
We always tag it in the social clip, so you can find their Instagram through there.
So round one is entertainment. I'm looking forward to this, Harry. Question number one. Kendrick Lamar recently performed at Super Bowl 49. Which famous athlete appeared crip walking on stage during his performance? Any ideas, guys?
What is
Was it Serena Williams?
Yes, it was Serena Williams.
What is crip walking?
Crip walking.
See, you know the Bloods and the Crips, you know?
No.
So they're like they're gangs in America.
Right.
And like I think the Bloods wear red, the Crips wear blue. So like certain parts in America, you can't walk around like.
Right.
And I think they got Crips and Bloods here as well.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I thought it was such an American thing.
No, there's definitely Crips here.
Snoop Dogg, Crip.
Yeah.
So it's just blue or red.
Blue or red, but they're like the
gangs or
big gangs. Yeah.
It's not like a nursery thing. Like it's not like I'm wearing red today. Like it's like no, it's. Yeah, they're serious.
A documentary about them.
But do they actually have to wear the colours?
Oh, yeah, mate, but the colours thing is so ingrained. I saw a documentary once and there was a Crip being like, yeah, I don't eat tomatoes, I don't have tomato sauce, I don't do anything red because anything red makes me think of the Bloods and I fucking hate that.
Some Bloods won't even say Compton, they call it Bompton. Because of the sea.
God's sake.
Yeah, bro, it runs deep.
That is wild.
It runs deep, but yeah.
So what's Crip walking?
So it's Crip a dance. Walking is like a dance, like it's like a like a sidestep kind of dance. Obviously, Kendrick Lamar's from Compton.
Right.
Remember this now.
He knows a lot of Crips.
And Serena Williams was basically dance because she used to go out with Drake. The song was about like calling Drake a paedophile.
I've never heard of.
Yeah. I'm confident on that. Question number two. In the Friends theme song, how many claps are there after the line, "So no one told you life was going to be this way"?
I did one extra.
So no one told you life was going to be this way. You've done four, Jamal. Liam. So no one told you life was going to be this way. You're doing five.
No, you're doing too much.
No one told you life was going to be this way. I'm with Lamar. I think it's four. Question. Do you know what? I like a quiz question where you have to sort of like physically do something to work out. Yeah. Question number three. In what video game franchise would expansion titles include Living Large and House Party? Are you a gamer, Lamar?
Skyrim and like FIFA.
I
don't know about this one though. What was that? Living Large?
Living Large and House Party.
What kind of game is it?
Video game.
Sims?
Living Large and House Party.
Sims is a really good show.
I feel like Sims, maybe.
I was going to say GTA because it always seems to be GTA, but Sims is a really good show. Yeah.
Sims freaks me out because it's the closest example to or evidence that we probably are living in a simulation. Because we're, as a society, we're creating these like virtual societies and these virtual people. And like The Sims was a bit of a laugh, but like if you combine The Sims with, say, ChatGPT, my God, they can be sentient. And then you get to a point where they think they're real. And if that can happen, then they might get to a point where they create their own video games and it goes on and on and on. And then maybe we are that in itself.
Don't you think well, obviously with all that meta stuff and even like social media is kind of like a simulation.
Yeah.
It's like a warped reality, anyway. Yeah.
You're living as a version of yourself.
I was watching a South Park episode. It was like...
Comedy fan?
It was, I was watching the one where what's it called? They get Facebook. It's like the Facebook episode. And he's talking about Stan's dad comes into his room and he's like, Stan, Are we not friends? And then he's like, Dad, like, fuck off. Like, you know, like, because I don't follow you on fucking Facebook. Like, who gives a fuck? But people get like that, man.
Yeah.
People get like that. Like, in reality, it's like, bro, I know you. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. It turns grown adults into teenagers. My mum's saying, so my mum's part of this WhatsApp group called the BSLs. It's basically like six British Indian women in their 60s. BSL stands for...
I need to get in that group chat, man.
For beautiful... It actually stands for beautiful sexy ladies is what they've called it.
Is it?
Yeah. But they have like arguments because like
strong independent women.
Do you know so-and-so hasn't liked my picture on Facebook? How fucking dare she?
Nobody.
All that stuff starts to kicking off. Like,
gives more of a shit about Facebook than women over the age of 55. It's mad to me.
I love how their group chat is a Facebook page.
No. It's a WhatsApp group chat talking about what on Facebook.
Right.
It's too much. Like, you can't
Inception,
live that life.
Man, that's fucking...
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy.
Were you saying Sims?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think Sims, yeah.
Question number four. Which movie won Steven Spielberg his first Oscar for Best Director? So Spielberg films... Jaws was an early one, but I don't think it won an Oscar. Maybe it did. Fucking hell, actually. I don't know.
Do you know, I'm not clued up on Spielberg, you know.
Did he do E.T.?
He did do E.T. He also did Schindler's List, which I know did win a lot of Oscars.
What year was that?
Don't know. Mid-90s, somewhere in the 90s.
Jaws was
early, yeah.
Quite early, wasn't it? Yeah.
But I just don't know if it would have won an Oscar. I would be tempted to go Schindler's List, but
yeah.
Not a huge amount of gags we can do about Schindler's List, so we'll probably move on.
That's
question number four. In 2024, question black and white Schindler's List. Tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those films. The real sort of like fuckery is having to watch a film black and white and subtitles. Whoa, that's tough.
Yeah, and it's heavy.
That's tough.
It's a heavy one.
Question number five. In 2024, which artist retained their spot as the number one streamed artist on Spotify? 2024.
Retained.
Do you know what? I've heard something that it...
Is it like Bad Bunny or some shit?
I think it's The Weeknd, you know?
Yeah, it could be. Me and my girlfriend look at this a lot.
So appalling.
It's a shame, isn't it? It's a real shame.
Wow, who's listening to The Weeknd like that?
Me and my girlfriend look at this quite a lot. The only other one who's always up there is Bruno Mars.
What do you mean you and your girlfriend look at what you
Yeah, we do, like, you know, you can see at the bottom, like...
Quite a lot, you go like, what, should we check out what the number one stream thing is?
Quite a lot.
We've not done it for a week, so we're going to have another check on that. Who else do you see on there?
Bruno Mars is always right up there. I think it could be Bruno Mars.
I'm happy with that than
Or Taylor Swift did... That was a big tour.
Surely it's got to be like Taylor Swift.
I'll go with.
No, Bruno. I think it might be The Weeknd.
Bruno. Wow, we got full
circle.
I do
think it is. Yeah.
I feel like you're sure.
I'm
not that sure.
I just don't. The Weeknd, Rick Ross. Like what?
What were you listening to growing up?
I listened to the urban. Like obviously I'm from the Caribbean, so a lot of like dancehall, soca, reggae. That's what we grew up with. Lovers Rock.
Wow,
Lovers Rock, man. Gregory Isaac. And then like UK rap, grime. That weird grime era where grime was like pop and it was like really shit for like.
Wiley did Wearing My Rolex, that sort of vibe.
Do
you remember that song?
When Tiny Temple was a thing.
Labyrinth coming.
That thing.
In the Stars was the play of walkout song at Bath City for about 10 years.
Really? At Bath City?
What?
Oh, Written in the Stars.
Written in the Stars, come on, that.
They'd have been playing.
That is brilliant.
They'd have been playing Hornchurch as well. AFC Hornchurch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I watched a lot of Channel U was a fantastic. Like... TV, I mean, it's bizarre, but yeah.
Channel U was when, like, UK rap was, like, fun. It was fun. Like, there was this song, I Got a Free Yard, Man.
It's Friday night, I want to see you on that. He just wants a quick bang.
I'm so glad
you
knew
that. There was story. This song was basically about, like, oh, come over to mine, I've got a free yard.
It's Friday night and a long thing, man. I'm trying to see, man.
I can't believe you remember that song. It's such a niche thing. Anyway,
should we go Tiny Temper then?
Let's go. Should we go The Weeknd?
Yeah.
I'll take the hit.
Yeah, go on.
Right, answers. Here we go. So, we do like to try and get 5 out of 5 on these things, but...
I think we're in with a good shout.
We'll see how we do. So, question number one. Serena Williams was the person who came out crip walking. The Friends theme, you clapped 5 times, Liv. Yeah. I don't know why you did it. It was 4. Question number 3, The Sims... Schindler's List.
Nice.
Number 5, look, we had a few things batting about. I went in hard with The Weeknd. Someone else brought up Bruno Mars. We did flirt with Taylor Swift for a while.
It's Taylor Swift.
Just want to take the hit on that, guys.
Sorry.
It almost just seemed a bit obvious to be Taylor Swift.
Sometimes it is.
What's round 2?
Round 2 is sport. You a sports fan?
I am.
The way you said "am," I was like, "Well, there's 8 caveats here. I can see this."
Sports trivia is crazy though, because don't ask me a question about
golf.
Like some next League 2 football
team. You know your sports. What are we talking about? What's the areas?
Do you know what? I'm surprisingly good at basketball trivia.
basketball driven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow. It's football. I think that's it, man. I think that's as far as it goes.
Yeah. You know what, it might be out of basketball because looking at round one, there's quite a lot of American-centric questions there, isn't
Let's see.
Serena Williams. Likes friends, American stuff.
Taylor Swift. Let's do it. Round two. Sport. Question one. Luke the Nuke Littler. Yeah, it's true. Won the PDC World Darts Championship in January. Which player did he beat in the final? Seven sets to three.
Fuck off.
Mate, you're the only one that's going to know this sort of thing.
It's been spelled, bit of a, again, don't know if this is producer or the quizmaster's writing. Which player did he beat in the final 7-3 in the final?
Right, I see.
I think it was in the final.
Well, I know nothing about that. Isn't that kid, though, that he was like a...
I think it was...
It's the kid that looks 45.
He's like 16 or something, like when he won, no? He was like, he couldn't even drink. I remember he couldn't go celebrate and drink.
Look, you're the only one that's going
to
know.
I keep wanting to say Luke Humphreys, but I think that's who beat Luke Littler in 2023.
God.
So in 2024, he might have beat Michael Van Gerwen.
Imagine living a life where you just know that sort of stuff.
Only because it was big, it all went a bit darts mania.
Go on, so who should we put?
It might have been Michael Van Gerwen in the final. I think, let's get Michael Van...
I always wanted to be good at one of these, like, these sports that no one really cares about.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean?
Like, I always wanted to be good at like bowling. Do you know what I mean? Because if you get, you're just bowling. Like, you're just like, you know, you like see a girl like, yo, I'm just going bowling, innit?
Yeah, but the people who are good at bowling, it's not like, they're not nonchalant. You see them all gloved up and like, with their own balls coming in. You know, that's a bit like...
I mean, compare that to like, playing a game at Stoke, like, you know, like football. Like, it's not the same. You're just... You're not really going to get a bowling injury, are you?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating word, bowling. I don't know why it's the one sort of sport that we've all decided that we never need to sort of train or watch or follow, but it's the one thing we're all going to do.
Give any funding,
learn how to do it or have an interest, but it's all the thing we're going to do as a social activity. And also it has to intrinsically always be linked to 2p machines in an arcade. Yeah. I have no idea why.
Yeah. Question two. Which nation that, despite having made it to 3 separate World Cup finals, has never won the trophy?
Fucking hell, that's a nice question.
Yeah, that is a really nice question. It could be the Netherlands.
Oh, that's a great answer.
Because obviously they did the final. They got to the final in 2010, and then I'm sort of thinking there might have been another two.
And they were doing bits in like the 70s, 80s, weren't they?
So obviously you got Uruguay, Brazil. They've been in.
They've won it.
They've won it.
Mate, that's lovely.
Do you know what? I think, yeah.
You go with that?
Yeah, nice.
I know the Netherlands have famously never won a World Cup.
Yeah, I think they.
Do you think the Brazilians, right? So the Brazilians have won, what, 5?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you think, because obviously they're a very passionate, they're a country that's also very passionate about football like England. But if you've won 5, do you think there's still the same, like, you know the hope and the desire that we have because it's been so long and it just keeps never happening? Surely they can't still have it with that intensity because it's like, well, we've won 5.
Well, we were chatting to your mate downstairs here yesterday who is Brazilian.
Yeah.
And you were raising this point to him, weren't you? And he was like, no, they are. He was like, in Brazil, we are just so, like, just so in love with, so passionate about football.
Yeah.
He was like, just never, and they're desperate for 6.
Yeah.
They're desperate for it. He was like, just drives people mad.
It's like
rich people, innit? Just want more money. You know,
it's that
kind of thing. They're not going to stop. They're not going to be like, I'm content. Every generation. The thing is, if you know that your country can win a World Cup, right, you've had the talent pool to do it. If you're in that pool, you're like, no, we need to step up and do what the generations before us did. The UK, there's little pressure. Like,
do you think?
Bro, if you don't win a World Cup as a British footballer, you was just a British footballer.
I see what you mean.
There's no embarrassment.
As a footballer.
Every generation
of
Brazilian footballers have had the chance to win one,
Every generation before them has sort of won one. Yeah. You don't want to be in the one generation. It was like, oh, that was the sort of dusty.
That's why the pressure was on Messi. Because it's like, you know, Argentina sometimes... Well, how many World Cups Argentina won, actually? I don't want to...
Sam?
Is it 3?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
more,
great.
More than two, isn't it? Okay.
He'll look it up. Question number 3.
During the 2005 London Marathon, during her, at the time, world's best 2 hours, 17 minutes and 42 second race, what did runner Paula Radcliffe controversially stop to do during her run?
She had a shit.
Yes.
She had a shit. And I feel for her, because that's like what she's remembered for now.
Is that controversial?
I don't think she had a shit in the street. Slightly more controversial.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you know what? Like,
Tamal's actually thinking, nah, that's still not.
Nah, I've seen people run these. I've seen people run these marathons. Yeah,
a friend.
Yeah. And it's a lot, man. Like,
it is,
bro.
She shouldn't.
Yeah.
She, it shouldn't be like. Well, you know who's to blame? Shame for, but
you know who's to blame?
Who?
The anime shit fairy.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of famous people who've had shits playing sport, it's her and Lineker, really. Those are the two
people.
Yeah,
yeah, Lineker comes to, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And, she, and they're fine, they're doing all right. Yeah, I don't know how she's doing. She all right?
Lineker's fallen
she's
off right, a bit.
But, mate, like, yeah, I mean, it's always hard to bounce back from really shitting yourself, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I was once in a, when I was 50, doing my GCSEs, I just had a fucking awful... There's something about, like, I don't know if this is all Indians, but, like, my parents, before the exams, they'd be like, right, you're going to have some yoghurt and a can of full-fat Coke. The yoghurt was more of a sort of, like, good luck thing, because Indians and their dairy. And then the full-fat Coke, they were, like, caffeine. And my stomach was just fucking all over the place. Mm. So we're queuing up for this geography exam, and I'm like, man, I'm going to go.
Why would they do that?
I'm going to go.
Yoghurt
and I'm queuing up for the geography exam. I'm like, I'm going to go. And I was like, I'm really going to go. So I ran to the toilet. And as I'm pulling the trousers down, it starts coming out. So I've got trousers down my ankles and a bit of shit half in the toilet, but half on the boxers. And then I hear the name going like, okay, Jake Bardwaj, time for you to come in. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like wiping it off but there's a lot on there. Yeah. And I pull the trousers up and I go into the class and I squelch into my seat. And the girl in front of me in the exam hall, I could just see her just sort of like doing the exam and then going,
oh, that's crazy. No.
And I was like, and I'm doing the same thing, looking around like, yeah, that's a bit weird, isn't it? And then I was like, oh God, I had to get my mum to pick me up. And she was like, oh God.
Do you know
and
what?
I've never, my mum has never looked more disappointed. I felt all of the shame with it, yeah.
Do you know what Indians need though? Wait. Omega 3, bro. Like, just have a cod liver oil tablet. Like, what's wrong?
Yeah,
you ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to have yogurt and coke.
Yeah, oh my God, man. Yeah, I'll never forget that.
That's
forget
crazy.
That.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Is that a thing, though? Do you know other Indians that, like, do that?
Yeah, you said at the start, you sort of prefaced it with, I don't know if it's a thing all Indian.
Yeah, spoon of yogurt for luck, I think
really?
It's a thing.
Because I know you guys have, like, a, what's that, like, that milk drink that you have with
Lassi,
yeah, which is banging, yeah,
so
yeah.
Nice.
It's a banging thing. But like before,
I think the nerves as well. My God, but yeah, that
your Indian food though, it's not study food though, is it? Like it's not like you ain't gonna eat a curry and go bang out an exam. Like you can't. It's not.
It's not conducive. Yeah. You just need plain food.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to do a shit themselves story?
I wonder what they do in India.
No, I'm good. I'm all right.
Question four. Oh, we've been talking about this. What is the term used in bowling when a bowler makes 3 strokes in a row? Is it turkey?
I think it is.
It's turkey, isn't it? Yeah.
Nice.
I only remember that from Wii Bowling. I'm not getting it in person. Question five. What sport would you have to be playing to win the Stanley Cup?
Oh, this one isn't always fucks me up.
Stanley Cup.
Isn't that car racing?
I always get confused as to whether it's golf. Car racing, golf, or boat racing.
Oh shit! I don't know why.
Do you remember the start of this sport round when you were like, "I'm happy to do sport, but don't fucking ask me about golf."
Yeah,
and
bro,
I think it might have happened.
These obscure. I don't know, man. Why? I don't know why NASCAR came to my head, but I actually have no idea. Stanley Cup. That could be golf.
I've heard of it. Yeah,
that could be golf.
Golf.
Should we go golf?
I think with the sailing thing, I'm thinking of the America's Cup, and I think that is sailing, so I think golf.
Should we do the answers?
Yeah, I'm going to look.
I think we could be on for a 5 out of 5. I don't know.
I'm going to let you do them. What's happened?
Did you print the scripts?
Yeah. Why?
Okay, something's obviously got a bit bundled in with the paper in Jake's printer.
I saw weird.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah,
because it's part of the script.
What the fuck?
It's printed on
oh,
a character.
Oh no! How is that? Oh no! This is me and my flatmate Greg. We got a caricature done at someone's wedding, at someone's birthday.
Bro, that's.
I was meant to frame that.
That's not bad, you know. That's not bad.
That's me, that's Greg.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Fuck.
That's got, how's that got muddled in with the
That's
middle
actually really upset me, that has. That's really annoying that's happened. So basically, me
that's
and my...
the original one.
Yeah. Me and my mate were at someone's 30th, and there was a caricature artist there, and we had this done. I don't know, it's just been lying around in my house. I've been meaning to get it framed. It's even on thicker paper, it's on the card.
Oh, that's so peak.
I don't know how that's got into the printer. Oh, that's really quite upsetting.
You know what? I got a caricature story, yeah.
Go on.
I was at a work Christmas party and they hired a caricature.
Yeah.
To like, just, you know, draw people. But the thing is, it weren't one of them ones where you come to him, he was just sniping people. Like, he was just like looking around. And being like, cool, I'm gonna draw you, right? Yeah. So you're walking around the Christmas party, but he started off nice. So he did. I think I was like the fourth person he did. I looked at it because I was bugging him like, brother, like, don't fuck me over on this, yeah. And he drew me. It was like very blessed. Like I was like, okay, fair enough. Then progressively as the night went on, he just got more and more savage to the point where like. People were running from him, and he's running after them, being like, "Yo, it was mad." I was like, "I don't know why the company hired him to do
this
it.
Guy." Yeah,
running while drawing, yeah. Chasing is
yeah,
insane.
It's crazy.
Oh man, right, that's such a shame.
Answers in amongst the caricature. So, Luke the Nuke Littler, he beat Michael Van Gerwen in 2024, which is the answer we said.
Oh, nice. So well, that's what you said.
First one correct.
Yeah, well done, mate. That's very, very good.
You fuck all about
which nation, despite having made it to 3 separate World Cup finals, have never won the trophy? We said Netherlands. It is Netherlands.
Nice.
It's 2-2. What did Paula Radcliffe controversially stop to do during the 2005 London Marathon?
Big fat shit.
He's put, take a number 2. Or any variation of a word he would allow. So,
okay.
A dump.
Is that Harry?
What is the term used in bowling when you get 3 strikes in a row?
Turkey.
Now for 5 out of 5, we got to this before, didn't we? 5th question.
Yeah,
can
yeah.
we do it? What sport would you have to be playing to win the Stanley Cup? We were torn between golf and you said maybe boats and maybe driving.
Driving, yeah.
Ice hockey.
Oh, that's such a shame. Who's meant to know that?
I wouldn't have got that, you know.
Do you know what? I feel like I watched a movie or something with that. Stanley Cup sounds... Like, you've heard the name, right?
Yeah,
you've heard. Yeah, you've heard Stanley Cup. I think there's a famous movie.
I think there might be 2 Stanley Cups.
Let's have a break from the quizzing because I want to chat to Lamar about his meteoric rise in the comedy world.
That's crazy.
Mate, you've been doing some TV as well, Comedy Central in 2024. What was all that about?
You just got asked to do it.
What was it?
What's it called? The Comedy Central Live... thing where it's like, it's like up and coming, new comics, some more seasoned comics, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they haven't had a chance to get on TV or they just got a 5 that they want to showcase or whatever. For me, it was like a sort of introductory thing. And then it was, I've done it twice. I did the, I can't even remember what years I did it, but it was like a 5-minute set. Do you know what? It's one of them ones where like, I feel like with comedy, you always look back on your shit and you're like, man, this is shit, man. Like, not shit, but like because you get better.
Yeah.
I think that's always a good thing to look back on the stuff you've done in the past and go, I don't think that's very good because that shows you're growing. Yeah. You don't want to look back at something 3 years and be like, that's the best thing
I've never done.
That's my boy, like my friends and my family, like they're just like, oh no, this is good stuff. But like, you know, when you're like, no, I'm better than this now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like an artist like going back on like an old album.
How do you think the material's changed?
I mean, it's just, I mean, I did, so the first Comedy Central vid I did was like, I think I was like, I'd been doing comedy like 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like nothing. So it's just, it's the confidence, it's the joke telling, it's the sort of just the, I don't know, man, it's the mechanics of comedy has changed.
From when I saw you as well, like there's certain aspects of the stuff that takes like quite like a fun, surreal route, like the dog stuff as well. It's not just sort of straight observations, it's like taking it on a weird tangent.
Yeah, I like to say things without saying it.
I've
got a joke about like the economy and like the heating bill and stuff.
Yeah.
I talk about this, like we all play this game called the heating game. It's like, how long can you go without turning the heating on before someone dies? But like, it's like, I don't want to just say like, isn't the heating, like, don't you hate the heating bill? Like, I don't like doing that. I'm like, let's, you know, because we all know,
mm-hmm.
let's paint it up a little bit. That's why I did, you know, the cat joke. My cat called me the N-word.
And yeah,
that
that's stuff.
Cat, yeah, 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 yeah. I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm just high, man. Like, you know, I just... I'll write a joke, and what I'll do is I'll write, and then sometimes I'll go back over a joke, like, you know, if I'm, like, you know, just in a more jovial mood, and just be like, man, would it be funny if the cat started talking to me? Like, you know, and I just think people go along with it. Sometimes people don't, man. I told a joke recently. I got into a fight with this bumblebee. I was doing, like, a work in progress. And, bro, the audience, I just lost them, man. Like, they were just looking at me like, what the fuck is he talking about? And I was like, man, I must have been really high when I wrote that one. Like, that was...
It's a fine line, isn't it?
It is a very fine line, man. And also, like, you know, I like to test the boundaries of comedy. Like, I like to, like, you know, especially on stage. I think the online stuff, because it's there forever, there's a level of... You want to push the boundaries, but I think there's a level of safety that you have to, you know, you don't want anything binding, you know. But whereas, like, late night stand-up and comedy clubs and stuff like that, even if that goes online eventually, it's the craft, so I like to kind of push it out. And
So where can people find you online, man?
At Lim Comedy. Yeah. A lot of people can't say my name, so that's why the Lim...
Yeah,
my name is, like, just a random... I don't know where my parents... To this day, they don't really know. Lamal, like, it's just...
Yeah, where is Lamal? What is it?
Bro, I don't know, man. There's a guy from a band called Kajagoogoo. It's like an 80s band, a Too Shy Shy.
Lamal.
Yeah.
But he was on Big Brother, I think.
But, yeah, he was, bro. Do you know how I got ripped at school? Like, that
really?
Time.
Because really?
He was on I'm a Celebrity as well.
Yeah, big, stupid white hair spiked up, yeah.
The Mandem were coming into school, yeah, and they were like, so you're an I'm a Celebrity, yeah? It's not even funny, like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's not that creative.
Yeah, it's not creative.
That's just, like, saying the thing that is happening.
Yeah, you didn't see you're a Kajagoogoo.
Some corny looking white guy. But like, shout out to his music though. But like, yeah, it's not even his name. It's not his name.
Is it not?
His name is Hamill. It's a, what was it, anagram? When they rearranged the
words.
He thought, I want to make it more creative. And then my parents were like, let's rock with that.
Wow.
So now, yeah, I'm just living life on high difficulty for no reason.
What a setting. Well, look, we've got one final round from Quizmaster Harry. It's the wipeout round, and oh my gosh, things are about to get tense.
We've not had one of these for a while, have we?
Yeah, he says basically if you get an answer wrong, you'll lose all your points in the round, so we just need to decide whether or not to answer them.
Yeah.
I think let's just fucking go for all of them.
Well, what do you want to do? I mean, it'll be the score next to your name in the end. So,
Yeah.
Do you want to be? Do you want to be pragmatic and go now with?
Oh, I don't give a shit.
You want to go?
Let's do the thing that's the most fun. Do your listeners get pissed off if you lot get shit wrong?
No,
there is a bit of that.
A little bit of like, how did you not know
idiots,
that?
How do you not know
you fucking idiot.
You lot need to calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, you do actually.
You dumb googly-eyed big-nosed freak. Like, weird stuff, I don't know. But so question number one. How many points is the letter X worth in the English language Scrabble? I think it's the maximum. I think it's 10.
Well, he's given us a multiple choice.
10, 8, or 5?
I'm going with 10.
I think it's 10.
Yeah. Question number two. What is the exact time to two decimals of Usain Bolt's 100-metre world record? I don't know. I am thinking that's too
9.57?
Jamaican as well. This is crazy.
You don't know. Give yourself a... Just because you shouldn't have to know the two decimal places. No, the time.
I feel
that
like it's 5.6.
Well, I said 5.7 and we can get it within two, so...
Yeah.
If we want to go for it, we'll go for it.
9.56?
Yeah. Sorry, Jamaica.
At the Beijing Olympics, he got through 5,000 McDonald's chicken nuggets. Because he said, I don't want to risk any of the food making me ill. I don't want that to be a factor of, like, fucking up. So one thing I can trust is mass-produced, like, fast food. So that's all he ate was chicken nuggets. Can you believe that?
Why?
No, I can't. Who's with him? Like,
did you have a team around him?
They let him eat.
Yeah.
And he still ran
and still, that.
Being a sports scientist would be the easiest fucking job ever, wouldn't it?
Incredible.
Bro,
incredible.
Fucking hell. Well, that's crazy.
I know.
Nuggets.
Nuggets, yeah. I don't know if he's having it with like barbecue sauce.
Also, also a little bit offensive to the cuisine of China.
I'm not touching it.
That'll make me ill.
There's not one thing in China that I trust you to make that couldn't make me ill. So it has to be McDonald's chicken nuggets. Question number three. What's the largest organ of the human body? It's the skin.
Skin, isn't it? Skin.
Question number four. What year did World War One begin?
1914.
Fucking hell, we're flying through this, aren't we? And then number five. What sport has been played on the moon? Is it A, basketball, B, golf, or C, basketball?
It's golf.
So, I reckon we've got a one in, two...
No way. It's golf, isn't it?
Sure, there is a thing.
Harry, I don't know if you're in a rush, mate, but my God, how can you put three choices and two of them be basketball?
Basketball,
golf, or basketball. Played on the moon, basketball, golf, or basketball. I think it's golf.
Do you know? Yeah. Now that you said baseball, for some reason I think it's baseball. But it's not there. We don't have. Yeah. If we get that one wrong, yeah, it's not our fault.
That's not our fault. Yeah. All golf. Right. Here we go. For 5 out of 5 on Total Wipeout. Question number one. In Scrabble, X is worth 8 points.
Oh, so we're already out.
Oh,
fuck it.
We're done. Alright, fuck it. See you later. Bye.
Wait, no, but let's see what else. Right,
so Usain Bolt's 100 meter world record, you can be 2 decimals off. We said 5.6.
No, 9.56.
It's 9.58. We're in.
So we'd have got that.
That's good. Largest organ is the skin. World War One was 1914. And it was golf that was on the moon. Yeah. Of all the ones that were tripped us off, we were so sure about Scrabble.
That is a shame, isn't it?
All right, so nothing on that. I'm so sorry. But you know what? Who dares wins? And at least we gave it a go. So that total score of Harry's quiz with Lamal brings us to...
An 8 out of 15.
8 out of 15,
but it could have been so much better.
Could have been so much better. Lamal, we loved having you on. We want to do a little bit of analysis of Harry's quiz. So out of 10... What would you give it for playability?
It was fun. I'll give it out of 10.
Yeah.
Like a 7.5.
7.5, solid.
Yeah.
And then range of questions. A lot of American stuff, I thought.
Yeah.
Nah, the range was a bit dead.
cheers, Harry.
I'm going to say, love for the quiz, but like, I'm going
to
say...
Love to the family, love to the quiz.
Yeah.
Send my love to the quiz, would you?
I'll give it like a 3.
A free!
Harry!
I give it a 3, man.
Love to the quiz.
But you know what, though? I'm giving Harry a redemption arc.
Yeah, okay. You know I mean? See what you mean.
I'm bringing him back. Yeah, of course, man.
Fucking hell, he's always on, isn't he?
There was a few errors as well, wasn't there, in the questions?
Yeah, I mean, basketball, golf, or basketball.
And that bit where he said,
forgive that.
In the final twice. Yeah. Who did he beat in the final to win in the final?
You know what? If you're gonna send a quiz in unpaid, put some effort into it.
if you're going to format it in the way we've asked,
yeah.
As well.
thanks again. And finally, good vibes. So including the producer, the weather, the lighting setup, the drinks, the quiz, the company. Out of 10, what are we going with?
It's not good.
It's not great.
It's not great. No. It's been good. 10.
10 out of 10. Back of the net.
Yeah.
Well, we've loved having you on. And big thanks to Lamal, but also big thanks to...
To Harry, who does his quiz right here at the Victoria in Deptford. And you can check out their Instagram, which will be linked in all the social clips to find out when he's next doing his quiz.
But for now, I think another point's on the cards.
Let's do it.